This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams with another selection from the NPR 100, our list of the most influential American music from the 20th century. Today's band is the Ramones. The song, I Wanna Be Sedated. NPR's Bob Boylan has this appreciation.
I can hear people stomping over their keyboards now. Dear All Things Considered, what are you doing? How can you even think of this bratty four-chord band as music?
Aye, oh, let's go. Aye, oh, let's go. Aye, oh, let's go. Aye, oh, let's go. They're bumping in a straight line. They're going through a tight one. They're giggling in their minds. Let's drink a pump.
I love the Ramones. I think the Ramones took rock and roll back to its soul. In the middle 70s, rock had grown up big, fat, and bloated. Bands like Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Yes, and Kansas were touring large arenas. Large truck convoys followed them, filled with light towers and smoke machines and other things that had little to do with music. Sometimes I think the critical success of Sgt. Pepper in 1967 and the cultural impact of Woodstock 2 years later were both a blessing and a curse for rock and roll. Big productions and new instrumentation may have given rock legitimacy, but in the process, they took away its intimacy and immediacy.
One, two, three, four.
Along came Joey, Johnny, Tommy, and Dee Dee, four guys from Queens, New York, with a passion for short, loud, and fast songs with great hooks. They altered their first names, and each took on a new last name, Ramone. It was Paul McCartney's stage name during the Silver Beatle days. That was 1974.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock.
On July 4th, 1976, America's 200th birthday, the Ramones went to the motherland. Their performance at the Roundhouse in London jump-started the punk movement. It was their way of thanking England and the Beatles for rescuing rock and roll from the Bobby Rydells, Bobby Vintons, Bobby Darrens, and Bobby V's that were making a mockery of it, subverting the spirit championed by young Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry and Little Richard. Bands like the Sex Pistols and the Clash were just getting revved up. The Ramones were a call to brandish guitars, shift music back to the clubs, and sing from the heart and the gut. And don't forget, this is supposed to be fun. I was working in a record warehouse in those days, pushing pallets full of Elton John records, Bee Gees records, and KC and the Sunshine Band LPs. It was depressing. Along came the Ramones' first LP, 14 songs in less than 30 minutes, and rock and roll was back to stay. A new wave of bands came along that seemed to say, you can do it. It's okay to be spontaneous. It's okay to take risks. I certainly got the message. Not long after, I would quit my job, sell my car, buy a synthesizer, and join a band. I wasn't a virtuoso, no Keith Emerson, but I did it. So to Johnny and Joey, Tommy and Dee Dee, and all the Ramones-to-be, thanks, guys.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
The Ramones' 1978 song, I Want to Be Sedated, was voted onto the NPR 100. I'm not sure it was the best choice. Sheena is a punk rocker was more emblematic of the music. But perhaps which song made the list doesn't matter. What's remarkable is that the Ramones are the only electric guitar, bass, and drum quartet on the NPR 100. I Want to Be Sedated is from their fourth LP, Road to Ruin. And by then, the original lineup was changing. But the Ramones' vision never changed. Make fast, loud, fun music, no solos, keep it short, and play to your audience, not to each other. and I Want to Be Sedated is a funny take at life on the rocky, rolly road. Its inspiration, a Joey Ramone accidental encounter with an exploding humidifier. He wouldn't go to the burn center till after he finished his New York performance. I Want to Be Sedated was another attempt by the Ramones to make a hit single, an obsession for them. But in the pre-Prozac days of 1978, what radio station was going to play a song with the word sedated in the title? But that was the Ramones, blissfully caught up in their self-made world of leather jackets, Phil Spector hooks, and postmodern humor. They could hardly get on the radio, but they did succeed in changing it.
I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones, part of the NPR 100. Our appreciation came from Bob Boylan, our director, and host of NPR's online music show, All Songs Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered.